Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. I'm glad you're here with me today. And if you want to hear more shows, I don't know how many we got up there, 130, 140 shows. If you go to danshealthtalks.com, D-A-N-S, no apostrophe, healthtalks.com, first thing that pops up is Podbean. Podbean is where we put the shows up right after we're done. And then they go out to Amazon and Apple and Spotify and all these other places. But you can get the show just by clicking on there, and then you come down to the bottom, there may be four or five shows showing there, and you click on it and go and hear some more, click on it. And we usually put in the main topic of that show. We don't usually, we always do. So if you're looking for something or someone that I may be interviewing, it's easy to find. One of the things that I have an advantage over most people is I started meditating when I was 17 years old. Actually, it was auto-hypnosis, but it took me to the same stages, and later on I learned meditation. And I've been on what they would call the other side. A lot of people have to go through car accidents or die in surgery and have near-death experiences and come back and they tell you these wonderful stories. And there are some phenomenal. If you just go onto YouTube and put in NDEs, which stands for near-death experience, you can hear one story after another of people telling you what it's like on the other side. Well, I had that experience without having to do it. I got there through prayer and meditation. I wasn't trying to go there. I was praying for my mom after she had passed away. The next thing I know, I'm in this realm of light. And this went on, off and on, for 2 months. So people say, oh, if I can only get one more year, or they talk about believing in an afterlife, and yet they're so afraid at the same time of death. Death is nothing to be afraid of. Life is tough. It's living here that's tough. The other side is so joyous, you can't imagine. And so I don't normally talk about this, but I am writing about it right now. And so I want to put that out to you. And people that know me, if they want to know it in more detail, I'd be glad to explain to you. But it changed everything. And I'd had wonderful experiences before that, but nothing like that. That was just extraordinary. And there's nothing here that compares to that, not even close. And it leaves you so content, so happy. That lasted for at least 2 years, where I just felt so fulfilled. So that's your future, too. You'll all know it eventually in different ways, at different times and stuff, but it's eventually where everyone goes home. We're all the prodigal son making our way back home. So, Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a great 2022. Now, I had a friend of mine that just had his gallbladder out, and he was mentioning that on Facebook, and I said, okay, if you have your gallbladder out, the first thing you need to do is go down to the health food store and buy pancreatic enzymes with ox bile. You want enzymes that have lipase, which dissolves fat, and you want the ox bile, which helps emulsify it and break down the fat, because that's what the gallbladder does for you. They used to always prescribe that. I think it was just standard policy. And now I talk to people that had gallbladder out, and they said, well, my doctor never told me that. I said, really? I mean, when you eat food that has fat in it, after a while you start having digestive problems because you can't break it down. You need that. And it's a good idea to take enzymes if everything is working well. I usually try to take enzymes before I eat. I'll even take them after I eat sometimes. Because you can have one enzyme missing. I'd use, right now I'm using Jarrow, J-A-R-R-O-W, because he has a full array of enzymes, and a lot of the companies do. But if you're missing one enzyme, and your body's not digesting that food, your immune system, when it gets into the small intestines, and may attack that and into the colon, and create an autoimmune response, or just an intolerance to the food, an allergy. And so enzymes are very, very important. Also something, especially as you get older, you may benefit from is hydrochloric acid. And betaine HCl, hydrochloric acid, taking that with the meal can really help a lot of us. Now, some people may produce too much hydrochloric acid. That's actually far less common than people think. Their stomach doesn't feel good. They feel like it's hurting. They may have an ulcer, which, by the way, if you have an ulcer, there's an antibiotic they can give that kills the H. pylori bacteria. And a friend of mine had a an ulcer in his duodenum. I thought he had an operation on it. I said, no, they just gave him an antibiotic. I said, oh, yeah. Over 90% of ulcers come from this bacteria that we all have in our gut. But when it gets overgrowth, it can bury into the lining of the stomach, or in this case, into the duodenum, and cause an ulcer. And it's pretty easy to kill with antibiotic that goes after the H. pylori bacteria. So that's good to understand. There's also natural things that will help kill that too, like the oregano oil, P73, silver biotics, I think would be very effective on it, I think. Just a number of different things out there that would help keep that down. Usually, gut problems are a fungus problem because we've taken so much antibiotics. And I meant to tell my friend who had lost 40 pounds because of the ulcer, he wasn't able to eat, had regained it. Well, Doug Kaufman's the first one to point this out to me. He said, if you notice, people will gain weight a month or two after they've had antibiotics, and they start putting the weight on. That's because you get a fungus overgrowth, and it makes you crave carbohydrates, because that's what the fungus needs to survive. So a low-carb diet helps kill that off. You starve them. But at the same time, if you take certain things like oregano oil, P73, or Regarest, which is actually even stronger, they have one called Oregabotics, which puts it into a little beeswax so it gets down into the gut better and works on the gut areas, and that can be very effective. And then there's a number of good silvers, and there's a number of silvers out there that I don't think are that great. But I know that silver biotics or biotic silver is an excellent one. I think silver wing and silver solvent or solvent silver. There's also a company that makes a lot of these for other companies, and it's ASAP silver. And you can probably find that online if you don't find it in the health food store. Very, very good. A friend of mine asked me, what do you do for an eye wash? I said, what I do is I take some silver and put it in an eye cup, and I wash my eye, and said, it's like using distilled water. You don't feel anything, except it's very, very good for the eyes. I said, you can also add one drop of cell food to 20 drops of distilled water or to the silver. And that's very effective, but you don't want to do it higher than that. I've done it by accident. I put cell food directly in my eye thinking I was putting an eye drop, and it really burns, but it's really good after it quits burning. And there used to be a guy, forget what Dean's last name was, but back when the health food center's around, he used to do iridology down at the health food center and help people figure out what was going on with them. And he's very good at it. But he told me he had this green daisy floater. Wherever he looked, it looked like there was a green daisy floating around. And he did the same thing I did, but he did it before me. He had accidentally picked up cell food and stuck it in his eye. And it really hurt, really stung, because he did too high a concentration. But when it quit stinging, he said that green daisy was gone. I told an eye doctor that, and he said, that's not possible, because that's inside the eye. Well, cell food is fantastic in going through the membranes. Cell food is a wonderful product. I really love cell food. I'm using it again right now, and I'm using it for extra energy. Now, we're going to be back in a minute, and we're going to talk about some miraculous things that you're seeing in the nutritional world that you wouldn't think was possible. So we'll be back in just a moment, folks. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. And we've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan. And then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out, skills2change.com.
Remember, folks, for your brain to work well, for you to be happy, for the inflammation to go down in your body, to help avoid stroke and heart attack and Alzheimer's, and the list goes on, you have to sleep well. Your gut will not feel well if you don't sleep well. We really need 7.5 to 8 hours of good, healthy sleep. But as you get older, it's harder and harder to get. For me, the best solution out there has always been Invigorest. I've used it now 6 or 7 years or longer. I think somewhere around that. And when I don't have it, I just don't sleep as well, even if I take melatonin, chamomile tea and all that. But when I do have it, boy, it makes a world of difference. Now, if you go online to restandrepair.com and it'll ask you where you heard it, tell them you heard it from Dr. Dan, and please order that product. That'll make a world of difference in your life. In 3 or 4 days, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll love it. Order Invigorest today. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Roger Hill did you and me a favor. He's been doing this for a while. The Moremito Company, which used to be Fox Legacy, has just these phenomenal turnarounds in people's health. And apparently, when you're able to get the nutrients into the cells, then the cell can detoxify itself. It can protect itself through the systemic enzymes that the body produces, which is SOD, catalase, and glutathione. But that needs things to help them be produced. And then there's also things like anaxanthin and things like that you add to it. But the most important part and the most unique thing is the ability for this to create more mitochondria. Mitochondria is the engine within the cell where your energy is made. And the more you have of that, the more energy you have, but the more you also have the ability for the cell to regulate itself, to detoxify itself, and to rebuild itself. An athlete has a whole lot more mitochondria in its cells than someone that's a couch potato. They also have more metabolism. Well, Dr. Elliott, that was the first focus on this XDS technology that he came up with, is how do we stimulate and build up mitochondria. But it's a holistic product. It works on the cell all the way around. Well, Ron Long had a heart transplant, and he also had something that I'm going to talk about on the way back. He had a cancer that caused him to lose his right hand. We're going to talk about that, but I want Roger to bring Ron on and let Ron tell his story. So, Roger, go ahead and bring Ron Long on, and I want to hear this.
Ron Long. You know, Dale introduced you to us. You had a heart operation, right? You had a pacemaker put in, as I recall. And
correct. Correct.
Right? So you had a much faster than expected recovery, and we sounds like you're even making more progress. Could you briefly take us back to that, let us know what the expectations of the doctors were, how much you exceeded that by, and how you're doing now, if that's not too many questions?
Well, we start out with the general. After the pacemaker is put in, they give you about 3 months to start getting back to life in a way, functioning. And simply, I run a farm or manage a farm with daily activities. And so for the first month, I was really getting back to moving 60-pound bales of hay or twice a day and sprinklers and stuff and a lot of walking. And so that turned out to be pretty exciting. It's called, hey, I'm feeling great. I have also recovered from spinal cord tumor removal, which left my right arm without nerve capability, numb. I had to become left-handed in the last use 3 times with Restore. My dead right hand has now been able to grasp a fork or a spoon to eat again with my right hand after 15 years of non-use. I'm 80 years old. People don't believe it. Keep up with me. They can't. So am I excited not only for life, but for you, Dale, and this product that has made a difference in many different concurrent areas to a senior health person who has recovered phenomenally. And I'm a pre-med student and understand more of the whole details. So thank you for this gift of life.
And thank you, Rod. I mean, like, you're getting the use of your hand again after this many years. So thank you again for that, Ron.
Thank you.
Ron, and I really appreciate that. Thank you, Roger, for bringing Ron on. Ron, I think, is in his 80s, and he's actually here in Oklahoma by Tulsa. And the thing that struck me is he lost use of his hand because of a tumor on a cervical nerve. Well, that's what happened to my oldest brother. Back then, I told my oldest brother the things I knew that were good for cancer, but the other thing you normally have to do when you have cancer is you cut off all the carbohydrates. You can eat non-starchy carbohydrates like lettuce and onions and some of those things, but you don't want any sugar because that's what the carbohydrates, I mean, that's what cancer thrives on. My older brother didn't do that part, but he did do some of the things. He lasted 18 years. He had a tumor on a cervical nerve and lost the use of his right hand. Eventually, it built itself all the way into the tumor and killed him back in 2015. I wish I knew about this product then. It may have done the same thing for Stan as it did for Ron. And Stan, as an older brother, I could not have had a better older brother. I have 2 older brothers. Stan had won Comic of the Year here in Oklahoma 3 times in a row. Excellent businessman. Really nice guy. Everyone loves Stan. And I miss my older brother, and I wish I was able to do this. So I'm saying this, is you may know people in the same situation. Great nutrition on a cellular level is really a primary thing on how the body can keep itself healthy, and we don't get that in our standard American diet. So please share this product. Now, we have another interview coming up here that I want you to hear. It's very important that you hear these, because you may know someone in the same situation. So, Roger, bring on your next interview.
I feel so good. I haven't felt like this in a very long time. I feel like myself. I didn't clean my whole house up.
Please start by telling me how you felt before, and then take me to what happened after you started on the...
Before, before, I was diagnosed in October, but they say I had cancer since April. And between then and up to October, I was tired. I just didn't feel like myself. Because I suffered with depression. It feels so good now that I don't even think I need my depression medicine. But anyway, between April of last year up to October, I was drained. I was tired. I wasn't feeling like myself. I really was losing it. I just couldn't figure out why I didn't feel like me. I didn't want to clean up. I just didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't know what it was, but I wasn't feeling like myself. So when I went in and got diagnosed in October, I figured they were like, well, Denise, you have cancer. Your body was trying to tell you you had cancer. But me, I don't go to the doctor. I don't do all that. So thank God I went in time. But after my surgery, my mastectomy, I still didn't feel like doing nothing. I was depressed. My depression had got worse. I wasn't eating. I was 125 when I went in. I'm down to 115. Up to now, I've been taking the oil maybe a week now since I had it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a week and a half now. I've been eating. My appetite is back. I've been eating. I'm able to get up in the morning. I mean, I went back to work. How about this? Check this out. Last week, I went to work at 5 in the morning on one job, got off at 11, and got off at 11 o'clock at night every day last week.
Wow.
How about this? Friday, I woke up at 4 a.m. I went to work at 5 a.m., got off at the first job at 11. I got off on the second job at 12 o'clock at night. Guess what I did when I got off work?
What?
I went back to the first job. And I was up 34 hours straight. Of course, I came home that Sunday and went to sleep. And then I woke up today and cleaned the whole damn house. Excuse me, but I cleaned the whole house up.
Wow.
I feel like I was like before, like I was younger. Like I feel me now. I don't even think I need my depressant medicine no more. I feel good.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that. We've seen people not need their depression medication. You might want to check with your doctor to, you know, just to confirm that for you.
I will confirm it, but I mean, I feel good.
It's really great to hear how Denise has recovered from her cancer and the energy she has. Normally, people for 5 years after chemo and radiation, they're just dragging, and their immune system has been knocked down so far. But she's feeling great. And so you may know someone that is dealing with cancer and is going through it. And we've, in fact, her friend, Lisa Wood, we've interviewed. She's gone through the same thing. I guess that's how they may have got to know each other. And she said when she was going through chemo, before she got on to the Restore product, and I don't know if it's the Restore or the earlier generation, but before she got on this XDS technology, she would drag herself in to get her chemotherapy, and everyone else was barely able to get out of their chair. They felt so horrible. And said after she was on it, she come bouncing in there, and the people were saying, what are you doing? Why are you have so much spring in your step? I mean, we feel horrible. What are you doing? Because you were feeling just like we did. And she would explain to her. And obviously, Denise is getting the same effect. So I keep sharing this. There's other wonderful health food products out there, nutritional products, supplement. But I've never seen something so broad in its ability to help people. So again, if you go to my website, danshealthtalks.com, if you go over to sponsors, you'll find More Mital. You can click on there and go directly to the company, or you can listen to the commercial and go to More Mital, MITO.com/radio Dan. and you can find what's in here. Now, the Rejuvenate Gel, they only have two products right now. And the Rejuvenate Gel, the stories are miraculous on it too. So the real thing that I'm trying to get across is this XDS technology that allows things to really get inside the mitochondria cells, which are 1,000 times or 100 times smaller than, about 1,000 times smaller than the larger cell. But it also gets into the nucleus of the cell. So it's working on both of those. And when you do that and you reestablish the communication between mitochondria and the nucleus, everything starts changing, folks. This is really phenomenal. I'm so glad that I was lucky enough to be in a position where I found this product and able to use it. I don't know what effect it will have over me. Maybe over the next 20, 30 years, I may still be doing this. I'd be 100, but never can tell. Things are changing. We'll be right back, folks. Got a lot more to talk to you about. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about the Alter Mito Restore product, just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremito.com/RadioDan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it, and call this phone number. 509-593-3300.
This Robert Gene, I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, Skills to Change.
Remember, folks, for your brain to work well, for you to be happy, for the inflammation to go down your body, to help avoid stroke and heart attack and Alzheimer's and the list goes on, you have to sleep well. Your gut will not feel well if you don't sleep well. We really need 7.5 to 8 hours of good, healthy sleep. But as you get older, it's harder and harder to get. For me, the best solution out there has always been Invigorest. I've used it now 6 or 7 years or longer. I think somewhere around that. And when I don't have it, I just don't sleep as well, even if I take melatonin, chamomile tea and all that. But when I do have it, boy, it makes a world of difference. Now, if you go online to restandrepair.com and it'll ask you where you heard it, tell them you heard it from Dr. Dan. And please order that product. That'll make a world of difference in your life. In 3 or 4 days, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll love it. Order Invigorest today. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30-35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Roger has another interesting interview with Lou Ann Spencer, and she had a retina detachment. And you'll see what she has to say about this and what her doctors remarked. So, Roger, bring Lou Ann on, and I want to hear what she has to say. So, listen to this, folks. You may know someone that's going through something similar to this.
Joanne, you're excited to share your story. Could you tell me, please, what your health concerns were before you were introduced to Restore and Rejuvenate and what happened after?
I had a torn retina. I had surgery about 5 years ago. And they think it's from cataract surgery, side effect, or genetic. And so my eye would always hurt, and dry eye. And so I put chemicals in my eye and stuff like that. I didn't know any better. And all of a sudden, Josie turns me on to this Restore and Rejuvenate, specifically a lot of it for the eyes. And all of a sudden, I have no pain. And I go and see the retina center before this, you know, right after I started it and stuff, and no pain and stuff. And it was like a month afterwards I started it. And my retina, it attached itself. He was ready to take the laser to it again in the doctor's office. And it really hurts because the retina has nerves. And he didn't have to do it.
What comment did he make about it?
He said, "What are you doing?" And I let him ask, and I told him. And he read it, and he marked it down, and he said, "This is some potent stuff." And he wrote it down, and he said, how do you get a hold of this, and so forth. And I told him, and so forth, and Josie and stuff, and the numbers on the bottle and stuff like that. He said, "This is unheard of, Luann. This is unheard of." And it just shocked him. And he's working with me, and I'm glad for that, because I can say this, what I feel. I personally don't trust doctors to be nice. They might be nice, but I think they're quacks. I think they're into it for money. And this guy's working with me, and I'm so tickled because he seems to be honest. I don't trust him 100%, but and then the greens, too, with it. I didn't notice my eye so much with the greens alone. But then when Josie turned me on to the Restore, it was about a month, you know, give or take. And no eye pain, no dry eye. It's just amazing. And it's attached itself. I'm just really, when you see results, you get so excited, you know. It's powerful.
Totally. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, I wanted to. Yeah, it's really exciting because when you have eye pain, the whole eyeball for several years straight, and no matter what he did, it didn't work. It didn't help. You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, so, like we say, you know, there's some things only your body knows how to fix.
That's it. Yep. And it's I'm gonna use it from now on. It's great.
We have another very important interview here where a lot of you will be concerned about this after the first year. Mildred was taking the product because she needed, you'll hear. I don't want to tell the story then play it. But let's first go ahead and play it. So, Roger, bring Mildred on. Let's hear what Mildred has to say.
Any other changes in your health to report?
Remember when I went to get my colonoscopy test.
Yeah.
My mother passed with colon cancer. So I always would take my colonoscopy test. But this last time, the doctor came in, she said, "Whew, you know, I don't see any polyps or anything." That was the first time I never had polyps show up at my colonoscopy test.
So this most recent time, this is the first time that you didn't have polyps.
Right, that's correct. And it's not different. I haven't taken any kind of medication. The only thing I take is vitamins and Restore and use the cream, the rejuvenate. Like I said, I feel so great. That's the truth. I really
right.
do.
Well, it sounds like from the time that you initially got on Restore and Rejuvenate, you just made steady progress.
Oh, I made so much progress. I really, really have.
You said you sound like you were 30, but how old are you now?
67 years old.
Wow.
And I look like I'm 40.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I sure do. I've lost weight and everything.
Really?
Yes, sir. I wear clothes. I had to go get me a new wardrobe. The clothes that I'm wearing now, I haven't worn that size in a long time.
I can hear your joy.
All right. Thanks for sharing, Mildred.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mildred, and thank you, Roger. On that, she went there for the polyps, also, you know, getting the weight loss. And I do want to mention that. Your metabolism is in your mitochondria. As you lose mitochondria, your metabolism goes down. You can't produce as much energy. Remember, when you have healthy mitochondria, it makes weight loss so much easier and almost impossible when you don't have healthy mitochondria. So that's another added benefit besides getting healthy and avoiding some of the same problems that she was worried that she may have inherited as well. So there's a very important one that I want you to hear, and that's Gregory. Gregory was dealing with a very serious problem. He had damaged his liver and was also had kidney failure, and he was on a liver transplant. So let's hear Roger's interview with Gregory, and let's see what effects using the super technology of in the nutritional world, this XDS technology, and see what effect it had on him.
Greg, you were concerned about your liver. Tell us where you were with your liver before you started using Restore and how far you've come since then.
I was in the emergency room in the hospital bed for 2 months. Now it's called your bilirubin, which is measures your liver output, was over 40. The doctor said I was going to die. I was in a hospital bed for 2 months. I finally got released out of the hospital, and I was real sick. I couldn't walk and couldn't think. My liver and kidneys had shut down. That's after 2 months being in the hospital. Then somebody introduced me to this, the original product, and I started taking over a 2-year period from not drinking and using this. My bilirubin's gone from over 40 to under 8, which is better than normal.
What's and normal, Greg? So for folks who don't know, what's the normal number?
Probably around 9 or 8 is the normal number. I'm below that. And, you know, a lot of it's, you got to quit drinking. That's one. But I think a lot of it's due to the combination of this and the original formula, which I've taken the subsequent formulas that, you know, it helps your whole system recover, your whole, you know, body.
So what were your doctors saying about your chances of recovery, Greg, before you got on our product?
Well, when I was in the hospital, they had me do my will and everything and pretty much said I was going to die. Or told my family.
Did they try to give you a
make preparations? And now, when I go back a few years later, they say I'm a miracle. But it takes time, you know. Things take time, you know.
And how about your kidneys? Apparently, you were having kidney failure issues as well.
Yeah, my kidneys are 100%.
Okay, how far did they come from? How bad were they?
Well, they shut down too, so. Everything shut down, my liver, kidneys, everything. I used to have to go in and get my bile pumped out of my because my kidneys shut down. Oh, about one time was almost 20 liters of fluid they had to pump out of me, and I had to have it done twice a week. That was about 10 pounds every time they took out fluid.
You lost 10 pounds every time they took out fluid.
Yep, because my kidneys wouldn't function. Instead of dialysis, they just pumped it out.
Okay.
With a big needle.
And do you remember what your kidney numbers were?
No.
Okay.
That was in person. It was zero.
Okay. Wow. All right.
So it wasn't pleasant few years. So now I'm going back to work tomorrow.
Going back to work tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow.
After being on a transplant list.
Man, oh, man. What the?
Well, and a lot of it has to do with prayer and God. Don't forget that.
Absolutely. So you came from a liver transplant list. Being written off, you are a miracle. All right,
anyway,
Greg, well, thank you for sharing.
Okay, you're welcome.
Gregory, thank you for sharing that with us, and I'm happy that, you know, you're going to be around a little longer here. I mean, your liver's has come back. You didn't have to get a transplant. Your kidneys have come back, and I've known people on dialysis. That usually never happens. We have had a few other people, though, have reported on Restore that their kidney function had greatly improved to a point that they were able to get off dialysis as well. I know that the medical people listening to this saying, God, that's not possible. But it is, folks. We just never seen super nutrition to this level. We've seen great nutrition. I've been giving it to you guys since March of 97. That's what brought me to the radio. But now I'm taking it to a new level. And I want you to understand it. I want you to use it. I want you to share it. And by doing that, not only you improve your life, but the friends and family people and just strangers that may cross your path that needs this kind of technology to really thrive and survive in this world. We'll be right back, folks. I have a lot more to talk to you about. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. And we've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan, and then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale, and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, that's Robert Jean. I bet you're ready. You tried everything, you tried the drugs, you tried the treatments, you tried the therapies, and you still got the problem? Check me out. I will change your life. I know how the brain works, I know how to shift memories, and I know how to get you on a new start. SkillsToChange.com is a beginning place where your life will start to shift and change. It's about time. Come join me. Learn about how to be in control of your life. SkillsToChange.com.
Remember, folks, for your brain to work well, for you to be happy, for the inflammation to go down in your body, to help avoid stroke and heart attack and Alzheimer's, and the list goes on, you have to sleep well. Your gut will not feel well if you don't sleep well. We really need 7.5 to 8 hours of good, healthy sleep. But as you get older, it's harder and harder to get. For me, the best solution out there has always been Invigorest. I've used it now 6 or 7 years or longer. I think somewhere around that. And when I don't have it, I just don't sleep as well, even if I take melatonin, chamomile tea, and all that. But when I do have it, boy, it makes a world of difference. Now, if you go online to restandrepair.com and it'll ask you where you heard it, tell them you heard it from Dr. Dan or Dan, and please order that product. That'll make a world of difference in your life. In 3 or 4 days, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll love it. Order Invigorest today. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, You can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. Now, after the holidays, that's when most people join the gym. That's when people look at doing new diets. Now, I've been talking about keto diet, but I'm not sure keto is a great diet for everybody. For some people, the extra calories by eating more fat and less protein will put weight on them. In fact, I was talking to my doctor that I see every 3 months. He's an MD with another, I call it a doctor, it's a fellowship in anti-aging medicine. And so him and I speak the same language. And he's been on my show a number of times. And he's really, really good. And I enjoy going over my blood work with him and everything, which I advise you to look for an anti-aging doctor in your area. You can go to the Academy for Anti-Aging but you can look for the Academy for Anti-Aging, and then they have a list of doctors. So you may be hearing this in Dubai, you may be hearing this in New York or Kentucky or California, but if you really want to live long, find a doctor that not only deals with what ails you at the moment, but shows you and works with you on extending your life and keeping your vitality there. And that's what this show is about. Now, I started exercising when I was 13 years old. I started doing push-ups and pull-ups, set-ups and burpees and a couple other things I would do every night before I'd go to bed. I did that for a year. My dad told me if I would do that, I'd ask him to buy me some weights. He said he would do that if I would prove to him I would stick with an exercise program for a year, and I did. And I set some records in my area of the country at that age. Then I got into lifting weights, and then I got into reading about diets and nutrition and all that, and I've tried a lot of different things. Mr. Universe that died just recently, in the last few weeks, Dave Draper, big blonde-headed guy who's in a few movies, I talked to him when I was 18. I went by Joe Weider's office when I was out in California, and he told me how to do a low-carb diet. He told me back then, this is 1968, to eat meat, cheese, eggs, lettuce, tomatoes, and drink water, tea without sweetener, or you could use back then saccharin, and I don't know if the only Diet Coke they had back then was Tab, but it tastes pretty bad. But I would lose 21 pounds in 3 weeks. I noticed it didn't work that well as I got years later. I would do that off and on, maybe once a year or once every 18 months, and take the weight off if I regained it over that period of time. But I probably never did it as strict as I did the first time. That's a technique that bodybuilders use. For a couple weeks before their contest, 2 or 3 weeks, they may be living on salmon and tuna fish, and that's about it. To really strip off all that excess fat. They'll eat other things up until that time, and then they may go on a really strict low-carb diet. Keto diet is a fairly low-protein diet made up with good fats. My doctor said him and his wife both gained weight on keto, and I think I was gaining weight on keto. But I know of a lot of people that have lost weight on it. What seems to be the most effective is intermittent fasting. There's a couple of different ways you can do it. They say don't eat for 16 hours and eat within an 8-hour period. That 8-hour period is way too long to really see a significant weight loss. More like a 6-hour and preferably a 4-hour period, a major meal and then a light snack would be what I'd consider intermittent fasting, especially if you do it around a low-carb diet. Then it's excellent. But what I think works even better, but it takes a little while to maybe ease into it, is eat one day off the next day. Have 2 or 3 days a week that you don't eat at all. You just drink your water, your tea. If you drink coffee, your coffee. And you approach it that way. It really gives a time for the body to adjust itself. It causes a release of hormones that help you burn fat and actually causes release of growth hormones that help you regenerate the body. That's why you would think people would lose a lot of muscle when they do this. And they would if they tried to make this fasting for like 3 or 4 or 5 days in a row. But one day off, one day on, that day off, the body sort of panics a little bit and it sends out growth hormones to keep things strong and healthy, and you actually get more youthful by doing that. Today, I won't eat any. I've already exercised in the morning. I won't eat. Tomorrow, I will. And that's the approach. That seems to be the best approach, and especially when you can combine it with a low-carb eating on the days that you do eat. So I want to recommend that. Also, when you get into exercise, yeah, most gyms know that they make the majority of their money in January and February. People sign up, they feel guilty for the way they treated themselves over the holidays, and now they want to get that weight off. But a lot of those people only make it maybe to March or April, and then they stop. You don't want to be that person. You want to be a person that makes it consistent. So you get a program, and it'd be great if you get a trainer, a good trainer. A really good trainer could make a lot of difference in your success and get you started on a good program that maybe after a few months you don't need the trainer, you can do it on your own. Here's a couple mistakes that people make. They either don't create a habit. They say you need 3 weeks, 21 days of doing something consistently to create a habit. I used to work out 6 days a week, and then when the coronavirus came down, they shut down the gym, and I didn't have a treadmill anymore at home, so I was just doing a little bit around the house for 6 months or longer before I could get back into it. And then I got back into teaching my hydrotone program, which was 3 days a week, but now I've added 2 or 3 more days a week where I'm on the treadmill, the climber, and lifting some weights on top of doing my hydrotone, and it feels great. But there's some days I'm going, okay, my body hadn't recovered. I can tell it's the muscles feel real fatigued and I still feel tired, so I need to not work out that day. A lot of people just get into a schedule, they don't listen to their body, and they push themselves too much. Well, you can actually lose muscle if you're working out when the muscle is still trying to regenerate itself. And you actually cannibalize the proteins that should be used to regenerate it. So really smart trainers know that the recuperation is just as important as the training. So you start off with 3 days a week, a combination of resistance training with aerobic exercise like treadmill is really the best. But, well, stair climber is awful good. I really like them. But also the bicycling and these rowing machines and the elliptical, they're all good. But you work into that and use a variety on the aerobic. And then you learn how to train. If you lift weights, you always want to work opposing muscle groups. Like if you do a bench press, you want to do movements that reverse that. So you're doing a back pull. If you're doing, if you're pressing above your head, you also want to do lat pulls. The reason I say that is if you do one direction too much, you may be liking a particular exercise, and you don't counter it, that joint becomes unstable, and you'll get where you can't do anything hardly. But you'll see this in bodybuilders, especially you see it more in years ago, not so much now. Their shoulders would start rolling forward because they do a lot of chest work, but they wouldn't do enough for their back. Now they build their backs up, but when they didn't do that, they create that imbalance and the shoulder joint will go out. It has to be stable on both sides. My hydrotone equipment automatically does that. If you work hard in both directions, the shoulder joint stabilizes. That's one of the reasons it was so great for physical therapy. And that's why I got results when they weren't able to get with other physical therapy. But the point of what I'm saying is learn to listen to your body. When you're really fatigued, didn't get enough sleep, it may not be a good idea to exercise or just do something very light. You may just want to do some light, maybe just walking a little bit on the road, on the treadmill, on those kind of days, just to keep yourself into the habit. You really want to aim to get 6 days a week, and preferably at least 30 minutes of cardiovascular work every 5-6 days a week. Then it'll take you where you need to go. And I want you to go to danshealthtalks.com. And from Dan's Health Talks, you can listen to this show and all the shows that I've done up there on Podbean and all these other places. And let's have a healthy, happy 2022.